Jurors in Minnesota are expected to begin deliberations today in the trial of the three former Minneapolis police officers who were on duty with Derek Chauvin when he killed George Floyd. After a month of testimony, the jury will now decide whether the men are guilty of violating Floyd's civil rights. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao are charged with failing to get medical care to George Floyd as Derek Chauvin kneeled on his neck for 9.5 minutes. King and Tao are also accused of not intervening to stop Chauvin, who pleaded guilty in this federal case. He's serving a 22.5-year sentence following his state murder trial last spring. The government presented much of the same evidence included in the first trial, like body camera video, where Floyd is heard telling officers 23 times that he can't breathe.
That response right now, you're gonna
there now.
During her closing yesterday, Assistant U.S. Attorney Amanda Sertich argued the men had plenty of opportunities to save Floyd's life, but she said they were indifferent to his pain. Rather than stopping, quote, the crime in front of him, Sertich said Tao mocked and argued with a half dozen bystanders as they begged officers to ease up. King, Sertich said, pressed down on Floyd's handcuffed wrists. While Thomas Lane is heard on the video twice asking Chauvin to turn Floyd on his side, Sertich said Lane still did nothing to get Floyd the medical attention he desperately needed. Angie Porter, a professor and research fellow at Georgetown University Law Center, says prosecutors presented their arguments well, but she says the legal issues could be challenging for jurors because the case is not about what the defendants did, but what they allegedly failed to do.
From a typical jury member perspective, that's big. The fact that somebody can be held accountable for something they didn't do, it feels a lot different from holding someone like Chauvin responsible for something he did do.
During their closing, defense attorneys focused largely on Floyd's actions. Robert Pauley, who represents Tao, said that when officers first tried to put Floyd in the squad car, he engaged in, quote, active resistance and exhibited, quote, superhuman strength. King's attorney, Thomas Plunkett, argued his client's training on the duty to intervene policy was inadequate, and like Lane, King was in his first week on the job and felt he had to defer to Chauvin, a 19-year veteran. All three former officers testified in their own defense, something University of St. Thomas law professor Mark Osler says generally worked in their favor. The key challenge for them is the extended period of time that Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck. Osler says if the jury convicts any of the defendants, that could lead to major changes in police training and culture.
We haven't seen a case like this one that so squarely raised that question of the duty to intervene by officers who are standing nearby. So I think it's very important for that discussion and whether or not we have that discussion going forward.
Whether or not the federal jury convicts the former officers, they still face charges of aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter in another state case that's scheduled for trial this summer. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.